WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A longtime Brazos County official has died. Funeral services for former county judge and commissioner Randy Sims are pending. Sims served 8 years as county judge and 16 years as Precinct 3 commissioner. He was a commissioner when current county judge Dwayne Peters was elected constable in 1993.
I guess we both have pretty strong personalities, and there were times that we disagreed, and, you know, we might even vote in different directions, but Randy was the kind of guy that, you know, if he might be aggravated at you right then, but when the vote was taken and we walked out of there, we could shake hands and we were good friends. And I consider Randy my mentor.
Sims, who also served one term on the Bryan City Council, operated a barbecue restaurant on South Texas for 27 years in the building currently occupied by Jose's. The College Station Community Committee, contemplating a city bond issue this November, has finished 3 public forums. Mayor Nancy Berry says she's waiting for the committees to narrow down the list of ideas regarding public facilities, parks, and streets, among other things.
I personally am not going to make any changes because I think we put together a blue ribbon committee, and we've asked them to do the work, and they've done it. And I'm going to follow their recommendations.
This will wrap up the work of a 23-member committee that has been at work since last fall. A Texas A&M student who works in Hullabaloo Residence Hall is accused of using his smartphone to record someone in a bathroom stall. According to the arrest report, the victim watched a phone rise above the stall and angle down toward him. University Police Lieutenant Alan Barone says they know of only one victim.
After reporting this to us, investigators began to look into the case and were able to obtain a surveillance video from the residence hall and were able to identify a person of interest. In this case,
investigators learned the person who shot the video worked at a business inside the building. That led to the arrest of 21-year-old Joe Kalunga of Baytown, who turned himself in at the Brazos County Jail and was released after posting bond. A Hearn man has been arrested for stalking his ex-girlfriend in College Station. The victim told police 24-year-old Daniel Dwayne Cooks started tailing her after she left work Wednesday afternoon. On University near Welburn, while stopped in traffic, Cooks got out of his vehicle and started beating on the window and yelling at her. After traffic started moving, Cooks bumped the victim's vehicle with his and continued to follow her until he was stopped by police. The victim said Cooks also followed her home the day before and sent threatening text messages. The future of the head of the state's Health and Human Services Department lies with the governor. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwartner, who chairs the Senate's Health and Human Services Committee, was asked on WTAW's The Infomaniacs what he thought Governor Abbott's next step will be following a task force report that was critical of HHS Commissioner Kyle Janik.
Oftentimes when a new governor comes in and there are problems in the agency, they'd like to kind of start with a new slate, and that oftentimes incorporates a change of leadership.
And yesterday, a state audit into a $110 million contracting scandal at HHS says a lack of ethics and accountability cleared the way for a no-bid deal that remains under investigation. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 70 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The days leading up to Easter are full of significance in a time of spiritual preparation for the great celebration of Christ's resurrection. I'm John Reason, senior pastor of A&M United Methodist Church in Northgate, inviting you to join us for our special services this week. On Thursday at 6 p.m., we commemorate Christ's command to love. On Friday at noon, our chancel choir leads us in remembering Christ's great sacrifice at the cross. We invite you to come and experience grace and prepare for Easter with us at A&M United Methodist Church in Northgate.
Let's do some weather at 6:10. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Considerable cloudiness across the area this morning. We'll look for a shower or thunderstorm to try to come through this afternoon, though. The activity will be relatively isolated. Temperatures near 80. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm tonight, 50 to 55. Tomorrow, looks like we could see a shower or thunderstorm early. Otherwise, it's partly sunny and cooler, 65 to 70. Clouds return tomorrow night. There could be a shower, 55. Lots of clouds Sunday. The risk of a shower or thunderstorm, a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with Aggie football getting practice number 12 out of the way yesterday. Aggie baseball getting a free day because they got rained out. And many of the country's top collegiate golfers will be here in Aggieland starting tomorrow out at Traditions for the Aggie Golf Tournament. We'll have more on that, too. Coming up in sports, we'll do it for you about 6:50.
Well, good news, good news, good news. Mr. Ding-a-ling is safe.
Well, thank heavens.
As is Snow Cone Joe. Although neither of them is very happy. Because they're silly names? No. Joshua Malentino, a.k.a. Snowcone Joe of Gloversville, New York, had been stalking and harassing, apparently, Mr. Ding-a-ling. Or maybe every once in a while Mr. Ding-a-ling was harassing Mr. Snowcone Joe. Joshua says that while he's glad that the stalking charges have been dropped, he is humiliated. And as a result, the stories have made him somewhat of a personality worldwide for the wrong reasons. I guess we were just busy this week, because I don't remember seeing a story at all about Mr. Ding-a-ling or Joshua Snowcone Joe. You guys? Either one?
No, I'm afraid I missed that.
See?
I was too busy looking at stuff in Iran.
Is that it? I thought it was peep-centric, and that was the reason, because it's Easter.
Oh, that's possible, yeah.
It could be. But I'm glad that they're getting this cleared up before snow cone season hits New York.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, sure.
We got a lot of information.
I'll go look and see. Somebody's got to do it. We have to go in and do some data mining and find out what the real story is.
Well, I thought we found their little ice cream trailer. They had a picture in the story. But then the caption said, not the actual ice cream truck.
Well, what's the point? Yeah. Well, and that music they play is so menacing, too.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
There you go, 6:13. It's day 93. We've got 272 of them to go. It's the 3rd of April. Of course, it's Good Friday. Passover begins at sundown. It's don't go to work unless it's fun day.
Hey, it's fun.
Qualified.
We're here. Yeah, we do. We have fun. Walk to work day. I don't think so.
Nah. Did that once. Never again.
Really?
It was a weekend. I had time. I was curious.
How long?
2.5 hours. But I stopped at a sandwichatorium on the way up here.
Well, we'll talk about that. Hello.
Good morning. I have to ask. They pay for snow in New York?
Yeah. Well, it's a snow cone. I think it's call it that. What did you learn as you walked to work? I mean, is there anything that was...
It was more uphill than down.
You say that, but that stuff's important.
I think it was about 8 miles or six. It's hard to tell when you're walking because Google Maps doesn't work that way.
Right.
But it was from West Villa Maria. I cut across campus at one point and came up Texas. It's not a very walking-friendly city, and it's not the city's fault. It's Texas. Texas in general is not walking-friendly.
Well, and the thing is, you don't. When you're in a vehicle where all you have to do is press your foot down to move on the, you're not aware of that. But
I mean, if you can't park within a city block of where you're going to go shop, you don't go. You say, I'll come back.
Well, what's interesting is as time goes on, you start to look at the topography of an area because things get built on it.
Yeah.
It's interesting. That happened to me about 2 weeks ago. I was on West Villa Maria. I was just over there near Finfeather, and I'm coming in there, and I'm looking to the east, and lo and behold, there's St. Joseph Hospital. Mm-hmm. And I mean, St. Joseph Hospital's kind of tall, but it's not that amazingly tall, but you realize it's in a high part of town. Likewise, if you go up on top of this building, you can see the rolling terrain that we have. And
as a cyclist, you can get topo maps while you're riding, so it shows you the terrain you've covered.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
And I will tell you that cyclists from kind of around the country that come to Central Texas call them sneakers.
Uh-huh.
Because you don't realize you've been going uphill for the last half hour until you look at the topo.
It's the trees.
Yeah. Until you look at the topo map and go, wow.
That's interesting, Because, I mean, obviously you get to the hill country, you know what you're dealing with. But here you go, oh, look at this.
I'll just add that I got some sage advice, and that was anywhere is walking distance if you have the time and inclination.
Well, there... mental or physical inclination.
Either.
Yeah, that's right. All right, here we go. It's also Find a Rainbow Day. It's World Party Day. It's Pony Express Day.
Oh.
I guess this was the first day that they successfully were able to get a letter from St. Joseph, Missouri to Sacramento, California. They did it in 10 days, which is about how long it takes now.
Thank you. Wow.
It's Chocolate Mousse Day. And why on April the 3rd would it be Tweed Day? But it is. All right, for birthdays.
It's Amanda Bynes' birthday. She's mostly normal again, 29. Jenny Garth is 43. Paris Jackson is 17.
And we're at work.
Leona Lewis, British singer, is 30. Colby Smulders is 33 from How I Met Your Mother. Adam Scott from Parks and Rec is 42. Jamie Barber is 42. Sebastian Bach from Skid Row. Yes, that is his name, 47. Eddie Murphy is 54.
I mean, his parents' name were Bach, and they called him Sebastian.
No, I'm sure it's a stage name.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. I'm sorry, you said who? Eddie who?
Murphy.
Murphy.
Yeah. Is how old?
54.
Wow, interesting.
Niles Crane from Frasier. David Hyde Pierce is 56. Alec Baldwin is 57. Tony Orlando without dog.
Alec, listen, though. Stop.
He's a jerk. Yes, he's talented, but he's a horse's ass most
both.
Of the time.
He's very much both. He is very much both. But you got to remember, he's in Beetlejuice. Come on. I mean, he was half as big as he is now, was in Beetlejuice.
True.
Okay, go ahead.
Tony Orlando without Dawn is 71. Wayne Newton is 73.
Okay.
Billy Joel Royal,
down
73.
To the Boondocks.
That
right?
is correct.
Oh.
And Miss Doris Day.
Yeah.
Alive and kicking at 93.
Yeah. Peekaboo Street.
Oh, okay.
40 and 4. Saturday is Walk Around Things Day.
As opposed to Into?
I guess. Now this is not fair. Tomorrow, a Saturday, is School Librarian Day.
Well, they get the day off and don't have to deal with kids.
Well, I understand, but you know, you can't.
It's extra quiet in the library.
Yeah. It's World Rat Day. It's Vitamin C Day. It's Hug a Newsman Day. Ask permission first. Tangible Karma Day. I don't know what that means. International Pillow Fight Day. And every day is Tag Day. So, and, of course, Passover will continue through April the 11th. Oh, and we'll talk later on about this blood moon thing. We have the shortest total eclipse of the century.
Shortest?
Yep, shortest.
Huh.
Coming up tomorrow. All right, and birthdays.
Amanda Righetti is 32 from The Mentalist. James Rodak is 39. He's the guy that plays
he's in
Sean
Psych.
And Psych,
yeah.
Who is either really funny or really not.
Yeah.
There's nothing in the middle for me on him. David Blaine is nuts and 42, the street magician guy.
Yeah.
Nancy McKeon, 49 years old. She was in Facts of Life. Robert Downey Jr. is 50.
Mm-hmm. And rich.
Robbie Reese is 51. That was Cousin Oliver in the Brady Bunch.
Oh, of course.
David Cross, 51, from Arrested Development.
He's funny. Yeah.
Can be.
Yes. strange, but funny. Yeah.
Hugo Weaving, 55, from the Matrix movies. He was Agent Smith.
Mm-hmm.
David E. Kelly, 59. He's done a couple TV shows.
Uh-huh.
Steve Gatlin from the Gatlin Brothers, 64. Craig T. Nelson of the new Coach show that's coming back.
Really?
71. Clive Davis, music exec, 83. Dick Luger.
Oh,
Indiana senator, who I'm sure is just loving life right now.
Yeah. Well,
83 years old. Uh-huh. And Estelle Harris, Miss Costanza and Miss Potato Head.
Oh. Very nice. Yeah.
87 years old today.
That's very good. Very good. On Sunday, it's Deep Dish Pizza Day.
Those take a while.
Yeah, but I do like them.
It's the 35th anniversary of the first Uno pizza. I can't remember being more disappointed. I mean, really.
Than a Uno pizza?
Yep. Just,
really?
Yep. Just wasn't. Yeah, you know, that's fine. I know they're very popular, obviously. It's Explore Your Career Options Week. Just something to think about. And it's the birthdays of?
Haley Atwell, 33 years old from Captain America and Agent Carter. Uh-huh. Tom Riley is 34, who plays Leonardo da Vinci in Da Vinci's Demons, which is on Stars and actually pretty good. Pharrell, 42 years old. And a huge fan of Star Trek.
His last name is Williams, by the way. You know,
But he doesn't use it.
He doesn't, not much. Yeah.
The name of his record label is Star Trek Entertainment. He's like a huge Trekkie geek.
How did he get that?
I don't know.
I mean,
when you have that much money and you're happy.
I guess so, yeah.
He's 42 today. Krista Allen is 44. She was in Baywatch. Troy Gentry from Montgomery Gentry is 48. Christopher Kid Reed is 51. You won't know this, Scott, but I know that Patrick will. He was the kid in Play with the giant afro flat top.
See,
you knew exactly, but as soon as I said it, he did. Max Gale, 72 years old. Stanley Wojciechowski from Barney Miller. And General Colin Powell, 78.
All right, there you go. That's a lot of birthdays. And oh, and Dean Kamen, the guy who invented the Segway.
That's right.
He's going to change the world.
Change the world.
How'd that work out for you?
Yeah.
621.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, liberals are engaged this week over Indiana Governor Mike Pence signing a Religious Freedom Restoration Act into law. Now, first, it's really important to understand that it was Bill Clinton himself in 1993 who signed a federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act. And since then, 20 states, including now Indiana and Arkansas, have enacted a state version of the law. But the media, well, they've managed to spin this as Indiana's attempt to discriminate against gay people. Well, gay people and gay rights aren't even mentioned in the bill. It's false. But the outrage is hypocritical because the same liberals who are getting all worked up, they're virtually silent when it comes to the brutal oppression of gays and women and minorities throughout the world. By the way, particularly in Muslim countries under Sharia law, where they can be stoned and killed.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Because almost 25% of security breaches are caused by lost or stolen devices, choosing the right technology partners becomes a critical business decision. When you have Dell Latitude laptops with Intel Core vPro processors, the most secure commercial PCs on the market, it's a decision that you never have to think twice about. Call them today and see why millions of small businesses use Dell for the best performance. It's 1-877-414-DELL.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
This is Ray Hoffman with Your Money Now. The economy may only be inching along as we start the second quarter, but there are some definite positives. For one thing, new unemployment claims are running at the lowest level since the internet bubble burst in 2000. And cheaper energy prices, a drag to be sure in the states that produce energy, but a huge positive everywhere else. And so, even after five very good years, the auto industry is still on track to sell 17 million new vehicles this year, and a lot of SUVs and pickups and crossover wagons. Take the most popular vehicle, the Ford F-Series pickup. In spite of a very tight supply, Ford sold 68,000 of them in March. Sales of the Ford Explorer SUV rose 17% compared to a year ago. GM's best-selling vehicle, the Chevy Silverado pickup, was up 7% year over year. Jeep sales rose 23% for Fiat Chrysler, Toyota's RAV4 crossover up 24%, and the Nissan Rogue up 41%. And that's your money now.
I don't care what they say. If you own a business, you did build that. You faced the tough challenges, and you made the smart calls. So if your business is growing and you need more space, make the smart call today. General Steel. Our buildings have been used around the world, saving our customers as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. If your need is for storage and manufacturing, sure, we're the best. But with our custom exteriors and designs, General Steel buildings are used as offices, churches, retail stores, and more. Imagine a 5,000-square-foot building for less than $35,000. acres, or even 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. These are prices you just can't ignore on a building designed specifically for you. Make the smart call and call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. Save as much as half the cost of conventional construction and own the space you need. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. I seldom, if ever, look at the obituaries. Don't know why, it's just never been a part of the paper that I look at. But out of the corner of my eye this morning, while I was perusing the paper, I noticed one of the names, and I found it unusual that they printed his nickname, which was Psycho. As I read the story of this man's life, albeit brief, for the length of time the man had been alive, I find it interesting and almost disturbing that when I, on the occasion, do read an obituary, I want to know why or how they passed. And they never seem to print that. On the rare occasion, sometimes they allude to what actually happened. But I want to know. I don't think it should be a law or anything like that. And it may just be that I have a morbid curiosity. But when somebody passes and it's put in the paper, I want to know why. Is that weird? Ruminate on that for a little while and let me know if you want. Kevin at BrianBroadcasting.com. And that is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps, where they have become a custom gun shop. If you're looking to upgrade your weapon, you can do that there by getting a new trigger, new barrels. If you've got an AR-15, they've got all the accessories. If you're looking for custom color, you can do that as well, from desert tan to camo green. They've even got pink and purple, plus a great selection of Benchmade knives and the largest supply of suppressors right here in the Brazos Valley. Go see for yourself. They're on Texas Avenue in College Station across from the Kettle in the same shopping center as Prospectors, or you can find them online at gun-corps.com. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. It's 627, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com. About 80 for a high temperature today. And we do have a 40% chance of rain probably after 1 o'clock is what they're telling us. And winds will be up a little bit, gusting to maybe 20 miles an hour. Then tonight a 30% chance of rain, will be down to 52 tomorrow. Pretty nice day. Wind shift, 68 will be the high temperature, and winds will be out of the north, so a little different. Saturday night now, 30% chance of showers, 55 is what they're telling us. On Sunday, a 40% chance of rain. And let's see. They're not really telling us what time of day, but the winds are going to shift around and be kind of gusty, about 25 miles an hour, the high of 75. 64 on Sunday night, then sunshine, and we're back up into the 80s as we begin next week. So warm today, then we kind of get a little bit of a break on Saturday and somewhat on Sunday. Currently, as far as conditions are concerned, 87% relative humidity. Winds are out of the south at 8. We have overcast skies, and it's 69.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Did you know that the lack of roof maintenance is one of the leading reasons manufacturers deny roof claims? Even roofs with as little as 3 years of age need maintenance and may be required to validate manufacturer's warranties. That's why we offer the Overhead Care Club, our roof maintenance program. It comes with an annual 17-point roof inspection, roof debris removal, gutter cleaning, and much more. Call today and ask about our Overhead Care Club.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
How did the Baby Ruth candy bar get its name? Well, it depends on which of three stories you want to believe. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
I know a bunch of stuff. Did you know globophobia means fear of balloons? I knew that. Did you know tomatoes are fruit? I knew that too. But guess what I didn't know? Synthetic motor oil, like Mobil Super Synthetic, is recommended for 10 of the top 20 new cars in America. It's proven to help extend the life of your car's engine. And I can't believe I didn't know that. So pick up some Mobil Super Synthetic now at AutoZone for $399. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
If you're stressed out about credit card debt, medical bills, or collection accounts, there is help. For over 20 years, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has helped thousands of people get out of debt. And their number one source of new clients is referrals from existing clients. Call now and find out what Family Financial can do for you. Call 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company. How much candy do you eat in a year?
The average American eats about 25 pounds of candy a year, maybe 26. But in Denmark, They eat 36 pounds of candy a year.
Hillary Lifton, author of the book Candy and Me, A Love Story, explains how some candy got named.
Tootsie Rolls were named after the inventor's five-year-old daughter. Snickers was named after the Mars family horse. Reese's and M&M's were both named after the company founders. Junior Mints was named after the Broadway show Junior Miss. And the much-contested Baby Ruth was named after either the company president's granddaughter, Grover Cleveland's daughter, or Babe Ruth. Now, Babe Ruth tried and failed to get royalties for the use of his name.
And Hillary is fascinated by what she thinks is the most unusual candy in America, those big foamy orange peanut-shaped candy, often called circus peanuts.
They look kind of like peanuts. They taste nothing like peanuts. They're orange, and they taste a little bit like banana. And so I was very curious to figure out what the origins of circus peanuts were, and it may not be a great surprise that they were originally sold at circuses, but I was interested to learn that they were originally made with peanut oil, but the peanut oil was too unstable, so they started making it with a different kind of oil, that I think banana oil, that makes it taste a little bit more like bananas.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A local leader in government and business has died. Randy Sims served a combined 24 years as Brazos County judge and commissioner before retiring 4 years ago. Current County Judge Dwayne Peters considered Sims his mentor.
He was a great community guy. He spent a lot of time, even outside of government, but just dealing with people. He was a great people person.
Peter says Sims' ability to get along with everyone came from the barbecue restaurant he ran in Bryan for 27 years.
He would, at Christmas time, make a big batch of sauce and then give away quarts of the sauce to, you know, to the staff and commissioners and all. And it was something I really looked forward to at Christmas. I don't know what the recipe was. I think it was a family secret. He never would give it out, but it was really good.
Sims and his wife Brenda were named Citizens of the Year at last November's Chamber of Commerce annual banquet. Sims, who also served on the Bryan City Council, was active in many local and state organizations. You can read a list on our website at WTAW.com. Funeral services for Randy Sims are scheduled for Monday at 11 a.m. at Grace Bible Church. Texas A&M police arrested a student who works at a business inside Hullabaloo Residence Hall for shooting video of a student who was in a bathroom stall. Lieutenant Alan Barone says surveillance video led to finding the suspect.
This case remains under investigation, and anyone with information regarding this case or any similar incidents is urged to contact the University Police Department at 979-845-2345.
According to the arrest report, the victim saw a phone rise above the stall and angle down towards him.
It's always important for individuals to be aware of their surroundings, their personal safety, no matter where they are. And any time that they observe anything suspicious or feel that they may be the victim of some type of criminal offense, to contact their local police department.
The student who was arrested, 21-year-old Joe Kalunga of Baytown, lives off campus. He is out of jail after posting bond. A Hearn man has been arrested for stalking his ex-girlfriend in College Station. The victim told police 24-year-old Daniel Dwayne Cook started tailing her after she left work Wednesday afternoon on University near Welburn. While stopped in traffic, Cooks got out of his vehicle and started beating on the window and yelling at her. After the traffic started moving, Cooks bumped the victim's vehicle with his and continued to follow her until he was stopped by police. The victim said Cooks also followed her home the day before and sent threatening text messages. The committee of 23 College Station volunteers has collected public opinions about what should be included in a bond issue going to voters this November.
Each of the committees, transportation, parks, and facilities, will now meet. They've gotten the public information. They've gotten the information from staff. They are going to go and narrow down the projects that they are going to come and recommend to City Council.
Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniac says she will not make any changes to what will be recommended by what she considers a blue ribbon committee. More criticism has come to the director of the state agency that has 54,000 employees and spends one-third of the state's budget. Health and Human Services Commissioner Kyle Janik was the subject of a state audit release yesterday that shows a $110 million contracting scandal was the result of a lack of ethics and accountability. This follows the governor's task force report on HHS that Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner says recommends some reorganizing.
DADS, Department of Aging and Disability Services, as well as the Department of Assistive and Rehabilitative Services being merged, but that timeline being postponed 1 year to 2018. With maintaining the independent agencies, the Department of Family and Protective Services, as well as the Department of State Health Services.
Schwertner was asked on WTAW's The Infomaniacs about the future of HHS Commissioner Kyle Janik, who's come under fire.
That's the governor's call regarding the leadership of the entire enterprise. I certainly know Commissioner Janik, and I think his heart's in the right place.
Schwertner, who chairs the Senate's Health and Human Services Committee, joined other lawmakers to review the task force report with the governor and his staff. Texas lawmakers are out of Austin for a three-day weekend after putting in overtime earlier this week, passing the first draft of the state's next budget. While there are proposed tax cuts to businesses and homeowners, Representative Kyle Cassell of rural Brazos County doesn't know if that will also apply to open space valuations on agricultural land.
Well, I can't answer that specifically, but I will say this, that open space valuation is imperative that we keep that for agriculture producers as we continue to produce more food on less acres. And, I mean, we're fighting increased costs like everybody else.
Cassell's district covers rural areas between West and College Station. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 70 degrees. This look at news brought to you by College Station Medical Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room. And we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit, now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Registration is underway for Lemonade Day, a nationwide event that teaches kids how to start and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. Registration is free. Participants will receive a free backpack filled with guides and goodies, plus the kids get to keep what they earn. Participants can also take part in free contests for a chance to win prizes. To learn more and to register, visit LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com.
6:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products, keeping your family comfortable all year round. Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Lots of cloudiness across the area today. We'll look for temperatures to make their way up to about 80 this afternoon. We could see a stray shower or a thunderstorm. Temperatures tonight will drop to 50 to 55, a shower or thunderstorm possible. Tomorrow becoming partly sunny with highs of 65 to 70. Tomorrow night partly to mostly cloudy, 50. We'll have clouds, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm during Easter. High temperatures on sunny around 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When we got guys out, right, and we're maybe one or two short, we're going to put you in there with the ones, and we're going to throw you the ball on third down. What can we count on? That's what really spring football is all about, right?
That's Coach Sumlin, and he will break down a little further what they do during spring football to evaluate the players. We've got more on that. The top collegiate golfers in the country are here in Aggieland at Traditions for a golf tournament. And NCAA President Mark Emmert is telling the Indiana legislature what they need to do. We'll have that and more coming up in sports, and we'll do it for you here in about 12 minutes.
Might be suggesting.
No, he pretty much tells them.
Does he?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right. So we have a deal with the... Oh. So we have a framework with Iran. Or Persia. Anyway. President, of course, is hailing it as historic.
Of course he is.
Have you seen that little Barack Obama wind-up doll? You wind it up and it pats itself on the back. It's wonderful. It's just
ting,
wonderful.
Ting, 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 yeah. Ting, ting, ting.
Anyway, hailing it as a historic framework deal with Iran, that he said was the best way to prevent Tehran from acquiring a nuclear weapon.
Yes, give them everything they want. That's an awesome idea.
That's exactly right. Basically, it was the best possible way to get the sanctions lifted, but he's not saying that. Just moments after the outline was formally announced, Mr. Obama said, it's a good deal, a deal that meets our core objectives. Does he know what King's X means? You know?
Yeah.
Like if they got their finger crossed behind their back and they say they'll do something, it doesn't matter. Right. This cuts off the pathway that Iran could take to develop a nuclear weapon.
Did we secure the no more death to America part, or is that still
No, just stop it. Just stop. That's not death to America.
Yes, death to America.
Okay.
This is a framework. And as you know, if you go by and you see a house when they're doing the framework, there are a lot of holes in there. So
hey, you need to do right now is play that thing.
That thing.
We're gonna die.
That one. I got that one. Yeah.
We're gonna die.
Yeah.
Don't you understand? We're all gonna die.
Now, all the parties have until June the 30th to reach a final deal, which would be a major foreign policy victory for the president. Also a chance for all those hotels to get those diplomats over there paying high prices. President Obama telephoned Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu from Air Force One to talk about the deal. They basically had different views of that. I'm just saying. You know. The framework represents a significant progress toward a lasting and comprehensive solution. Now, which guy do you think said that? Think that was Netanyahu or Obama? Yeah, you're right. That was our president. In the meantime, Netanyahu's spokesperson said, a deal based on this framework would threaten the survival of Israel. Yeah. But aside from that, the president's very happy with it. Hillary Clinton's happy with it as well. She says the deal is an important step toward a comprehensive agreement that would prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. The onus is on Iran, and the bar must be set high. Okay. I believe that Mr. Obama also said, if they cheat, the world will know it. Ooh, that's scary. That scares me. Okay. Anyway, and then all the politicians weighing in on it, whether it was a good thing or not.
We're all going to die.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. But he'll be visiting his presidential library in Hawaii or his home, and he won't have to worry about it.
Well, what they're saying is that was the biggest push because, you know, he's done domestic policy, the Obamacare thing with his name on it.
Oh, yeah.
And he's done so much for race relations, so now he had to do something in international policy.
Yeah, well, he's done a lot for race relations. Oh, yeah, you bet you had.
Oh, I'm not kidding. I mean, literally, they said that he had to have something in foreign policy for his legacy.
The trifecta. No surprise that New York Senator Bob Menendez pled not guilty yesterday to 14 federal charges of corruption. Charges against him include conspiracy to commit bribery and fraud in connection with his relationship with his doctor buddy down there in Florida. His name is Salmon Melgen. He also was indicted, by the way.
Have you seen all that stuff that he was given?
Well, no,
there are men that don't do that much for their mistress.
Yeah. No, there's not a doubt. It worked out well
for
him.
Holy cow.
And it probably worked out well for the doctor, too, because I think there were some fraud charges that were going to be levied against him.
And he made
them go away.
Leaned on them so he could get Medicare payments quicker and somebody approved to some board or something.
Yeah. I think the doctor also... had something to do with a company that was going to do the metal detectors down there. He was able to squash the existing contract so that guy can get a part of it. Well, Patrick alluded to this in his news. More bad news. Can we say Kyle Janik is embattled now, the executive commissioner of the Health and Human Services?
Yeah, you don't get to use that word too often.
No,
I think it's appropriate.
Yeah, I think he's probably circled the wagons. According to the report, which was released yesterday, the auditor's report on this technology firm, 21CT, the software deal was left in the hands of the agency's deputy inspector general to take care of. The deputy inspector general had no prior contracting experience, and the contract had this little irregularity where the state paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for work and services. That weren't provided.
Oh, that's never good. Yeah.
Now, they didn't say who the executive, the agency's deputy inspector general was, but if you go in there and look, there's only one of them, and his name is Jack Stick. And
as in beat him with a?
Well, as in he was then promoted to be the chief counsel, okay, which violated the Health Commission's employment policy regarding conflicts of interest because ask me who Jack Stick is married to.
Who is Jack Stick married to?
Thank you. Well, the chief of staff of Kyle Janik.
Oh, dang.
So your chief of staff is the wife of the guy who's going to negotiate this contract, and he's the general counsel. Wow. That doesn't seem to be bad at all, does it? Yeah, I know. So anyway, that's where we are with that. So.
Should have had more frameworks involved.
That's probably right. Now, an interesting report, and I mean, you know, for whatever it's worth, Texas Tribune decided to let us know that it appears that Houston and Dallas will be the largest cities to allow open carry.
Oh.
Went and did a little research on that. It's if Texas passes Senator Craig Estes' bill, which would allow permit holders to openly carry holstered guns, Houston and Dallas would become the largest metropolitan areas in U.S. America to allow it. Among the top five metro areas by population, they would be the only two where handguns could be carried.
I would love to see that and then match it to crime statistics from other places that don't.
Yeah, you know, you're right. That would be kind of
because I promise you, the thought of walking in on somebody like that will stop people from holding up convenience stores or whatever.
With the exception of South Carolina, states that prohibit open carry, Texas, Florida, California, Illinois, New York, are also home to the country's largest cities. Philadelphia is the sixth largest metro area after Houston that allows open carry, but it requires those who wish to carry a handgun to apply in person with the local police department. But you're exactly right. You know, I'm sorry, when I walk in and I see a sworn officer, I look to see if there's a gun there. I mean, I just do. I see a person in uniform and looks like it's a peace officer. I look to see if there's a gun there, and I guarantee you that you're right. If somebody comes in just with the glimmer of a thought that there might be something that they would do, the fact that there's somebody standing there who's carrying deadly force right there with them would probably cause some of that to dissuade them, shall we
say. Well, there's like a little 30-second video, Welcome to Texas, where there's a bunch of people shopping, and somebody knocks something over, and you hear this loud bang.
Uh-huh.
And at that point, there's 37 handguns that are whipped around.
Everyone draws down into the ready position.
Yeah, I don't know that that's good.
But it's like, that's why there's no shoplifting in Texas.
Well, anyhow, we'll see. That's still in the legislature, and we will watch that bill as well as it wanders through the House and the Senate. It's 6:48.
Come stand with the 12th man at all Texas A&M athletic events. You make a difference for our student athletes in our venues. Tickets are available at 888-99-AGGIE or visit 12thman.com/tickets. Thanks and gig 'em. Aggie fans, Texas A&M Athletics is always just a few clicks away on your digital device. Stay connected by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Visit 12thman.com/social media for a complete social media directory.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 4th, learn about surfactants. Selecting the right surfactant for weed and insect control applications can make a big difference. Learn more this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
A well-planned home landscape sticks out like a green thumb. Pay attention the next time you drive down the street. You'll see the effort that has gone into good landscape design. Its parts will have been fit together like the finely tuned parts of a machine. You'll notice the landscape, but it won't overwhelm you. And we're going to analyze why right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, self-published so I could have the book I've always wanted. This is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening written 24 years ago. This is an entirely new format. 840 of my photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 covers a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray,
all of your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95, regular $32.95, plus tax and postage. You'll be getting a signed copy. It's not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It's available only from my office. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. It's also available from my website, neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Good landscape designs are usually simple. Their planners have gotten the maximum use from the minimum number of plants. That leaves the plan open and airy, yet important features like shade and privacy are successfully addressed. One of the first mistakes amateur planners make is to let their designs get too busy. They try too many cute things and they use too many shrouding plants. You need to keep it simply elegant. Pay attention to lines and visual flow. Unless you're planning a formal old European style of garden, it's usually best to avoid straight lines. Use sweeping curves for your bed edgings and plant in circles and ovals of loosely grouped plants. Let your planting beds vary in width and avoid any group of plants that merely repeats the lines of the house. Our objective, entire objective in landscaping, ought to be to make our house look like it was just dropped down in the middle of a beautiful woodland site. You want it to look like every plant is in the right place, but you don't want it to look contrived and unnatural. That means, then, that you should also address the scale of the plants that you're using. Plan with an eye toward mature size. Avoid large shrubs that will need frequent pruning. Don't let your shade trees overwhelm the rest of the yard. If you have small spaces, choose small plants. If you're designing for a large garden, use big trees and shrubs. Walks and patios should be sized accordingly, again with an eye toward the scale of the overall project. Use texture to the fullest. Just as plants' mature sizes vary, so will their leaf sizes and surfaces. Large leaf, coarse-surfaced leaves will have especially bold textures. Use them to add zing to a bland planting area. On the other hand, if you have lots of busy architectural features on your house already, you may not want the plants to compete. Use soft-textured small-leaf plants in those situations just to keep the design from getting too restless. If you've ever worked with an interior decorator, you may have discovered that all of the accessory items go together as a package as you finish a room. You may buy items you'd never buy individually, but put together as a unit, they all work together. Well, the same thinking comes into play in your landscape. You can use many of your favorite plant types in the design, but be careful that it has unity. You don't want the look of a nursery sale yard. Indeed, you want to concentrate on a few of the best plant species that can meet your goals, then use them as common threads through your design. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It's 6:53. Day 12 of A&M football practice is in the books. Following the workout, Coach Kevin Sumlin met with reporters. He explained what he considers one of the most important aspects of spring football is.
When we got guys out, right, and we're maybe one or two short, we're going to put you in there with the ones, and we're going to throw you the ball on third down. What can we count on? That's what really spring football is all about right now for a lot of different people. Not the newcomers, but the guys who've been in this program for a couple years who understand. What we're trying to do is you're trying to prove to us that we can trust you in critical situations. And the only way to do that is through putting those critical situations on people in practice and seeing if they can handle it.
Guys get an Easter break and they'll get back to work next Tuesday, and then they'll wrap up spring ball with a scrimmage the following Saturday. The number one team in the land had to wait another day to play. The series opener with Texas A&M and the Kentucky Wildcats, slated for last night, was postponed due to weather. They'll crank things up again today at 6 o'clock. Saturday, the teams will play a doubleheader featuring a pair of seven-inning games with start time at noon tomorrow. And you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Many of the country's top collegiate golfers will appear in Aggieland this weekend as Texas A&M hosts the Aggie Invitational at Traditions Golf Course. Senior Greg Yates spoke with Zach Taylor about Traditions being as big a home field advantage as Kyle or Olsen is to their respective squads.
Talking to guys who come here that don't play here, they're always really intimidated by, tee shots and the tiny greens, but playing it every day, it's not that big a deal for you to go up there and hit driver down the middle on a hole and somebody else might be nervous about it.
Admission is free for fans, as the tournament will begin with a 36-hole run on Saturday before concluding with a final round of 18 on Sunday. Each of the rounds slated to start at 7:30 a.m. The 22nd-ranked A&M softball team homestand continues with a weekend series against ACC foe Georgia Tech as the one game scheduled for Friday and then a doubleheader on Saturday. They'll start things off tonight at 6:30 on the Zone HD 95.1-3, and then Saturday they'll play 2, one starting at 2, and then again at 4 o'clock. The 8th-ranked Texas A&M men's tennis team is set to host their final regular season match with Auburn. They'll start things up at the Mitchell Tennis Center today at 1 o'clock. Virginia Commonwealth's Sports Information Director Scott Day has confirmed that basketball coach Shaka Smart is leaving the Rams for the Texas Longhorns. Texas Athletic Director Steve Patterson flew to Richmond on Thursday to close the deal. Smart won at least 26 games in each of his 6 seasons at VCU and has been one of the hottest names in college coaching since leading the Rams to the Final Four back in 2011. NCAA President Mark Emmert says the association spoke with lawmakers and the governor of Indiana about how best to revise the state's new religious objections law. A revised bill is working its way through the Indiana legislature, and here's Emmert.
We are now awaiting the potential revision of that bill. The House and Senate are working on it right now. The leadership of both of those bodies has been very forthright in saying that they need to get it changed earlier today, and we're certainly very hopeful that they will and believe that it absolutely positively needs to get fixed.
Emmert did release a statement earlier in the day saying that he was pleased with the revision, but says the NCAA is in a, quote, wait-and-see mode. In the PGA, Phil Mickelson is in contention heading into the second round of the PGA Houston Open, shooting a 6-under-66, leaving him tied for 4th, 3 shots behind Scott Piercy. In Lone Star NBA action, it was a battle of state foes, and the Houston Rockets beat the Dallas Mavericks 108-101. James Harden led scorers with 24 points. Following the game, Harden said Houston's still a work in progress, though.
We're just growing, man. We're growing as a team. You know, we're growing as a team. We're starting to execute down the stretch, and that's going to be very important for us, especially in the playoffs. You know, playoffs is a possession by position game. You know, so as long as we can lock in and focus on what we need to do, we'll be all right.
The Rockets moved a half game ahead of Memphis in the race for the number 2 seed in the Western Conference behind Golden State. And finally, in the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys have announced the return of linebacker Rolando McClain. McClain signed a 1-year contract after reviving his career with a solid season in 2014. Deal's worth $3 million. McClain will start at middle linebacker. And that is your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Wondering what to do with your kids this summer? Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming spring-summer issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy and keep you sane. In Brazos Family Magazine, you'll get to know local families, read about future special events, and get advice from local experts on parenting, education, and child health. To advertise your business in Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Malik is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Have you experienced the Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik & Carrier and get a tune-up for your air conditioning system and save $61 when you call this week. Safety check by factory-trained technicians. Our exclusive tune-up will restore your system to factory-fresh condition. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, we proudly feature Carrier as a Carrier factory-authorized dealer and service all makes and models. Call 776-2222 or go to malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. License number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
This year, the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley will host its 11th annual tribute luncheon, Tuesday, April 14th at 11:30 a.m. at the Hilton College Station.
The luncheon will honor longtime supporters of our community and our good friends, Cherry and J.J. Ruffino. If you'd like to attend this annual fundraiser for the Community Foundation, call 589-4305.
Individual luncheon tickets are $50. Come celebrate with us and help raise funds for the foundation.
And to celebrate Cherry and J.J. Ruffino, Tuesday, April 14th at the Hilton College Station.
Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call to 268-ROOF.
Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. About 79 for a high today with a 40% chance of showers, probably be in the afternoon. 52 for a low temperature tonight. 20% chance of showers tomorrow. And the high will be 68 on Saturday. 40% chance of rain on Sunday at 75. It's 70 right now. WTAW, College Station, Bryant.